I want to talk about microproduction, give a little bit of background. Consumer products over the last five, six, seven decades have largely been built on mass scale, on producing a product, on producing as much of it as possible at a mass scale, which drives economies of scale, drives costs down to serve mass markets. That's worked very well, but you know, in the last decade, things have started to change where you've got far more niche markets of customers looking for products that fit their particular needs. So that's really opening up and requiring the need for smaller production lines that serve those niche markets that are also closer to the customer, as opposed to producing halfway around the world and then shipping something. So that's really bringing forth the ability to do microproduction, which is largely what I'm trying to do in my pet business, is very small-scale production, very customized, serving local markets. And I'm really trying to dive into as many of the specifics of production to essentially achieve that. So as an example, recently, I have traditionally purchased my product labels for my products from a printer, and I last purchased a decent amount 2 years ago, and the end cost was 93 cents per label, which I would then apply to a jar, a glass jar for my products. But I've sort of figured out that more recently that it's actually cheaper for me to print the label in-house on my own inkjet printer, and I can do that for 53 cents a label. The advantage there is that I've actually had my graphics artist create elements of the label for me, but allow me to then modify it so that I can do as small print runs as I want without incurring waste. And if I need to change the label or alter it, I can do that. So that's just an example of my microproduction that I've been able to drive costs down due to technology and doing it in-house. What I want to do is the important thing, though, is that, and what I've tried to do in my business is CPG and consumer products on the mass market scale has largely been built on economies of scale. So mass production, but very low profit margin, but you make your profits on producing a lot of product. So at a microproduction level, I'm really trying to drive the requirement that I have a net profit margin of 30% on my products that I sell. So it's really important to be able to understand your costs throughout that entire process to be able to make sure that you're driving whatever profit margin that you want. In my case, it's 30%. So what I have is I've got my own product production log that essentially tracks all my details by production run, but also allows me to capture costs so that I can very effectively understand what it's costing to produce each and every specific run. So what I want to do is make that available as a download. So if you just go to edsonell.com product production log, again, edsonell.com product production log, you'll hit a blog post, lengthy blog post that I explained in detail what my production log is, how I do it, and then at the end of the post, you can actually download that Google Sheets model.